When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com. Code program.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Sheila Nocton, her own reporter, is going to be talking about bad parking, her own bad parking. Actually, I'll give you a little clue what she's going to talk about, right? A little taste of what's to come. Sheila parks across two spaces on purpose. So the other cars.
Hard. Don't. No.
Yes, that is true. That is true.
Well, it depends on the car.
It's a News Talk car. It's not even her own car. A corporate car.
Do you know what? If you're going to do it with any car, you know, do it. I shouldn't be saying that.
I should introduce Megan Scully is with me, the broadcaster. Sarah McGuinness, assistant news editor with the Business Post. Appalled by Sheila. And quite right to be appalled by Sheila's parking
again,
habits.
Depends on the car, but I would always say if you've
got... It doesn't depend on the car. It doesn't matter what you're driving. You can't park across two spots.
No, I don't like that. But I do think like when I'm parking my car, if I'm in a busy car park, I actually park far away where there are a lot of empty spots because I hate the idea of someone clipping my car with their doors because an awful lot of people
swing
the doors open. Well,
you see, you drive a very, very expensive car. Very flash car.
That's not that flash. So
she's the Aston Martin over in the corner of the car park if you're wondering who owns it. Do you park nose in or backside in?
It depends on the spot. I can't actually parallel park. That's my downfall. So I have to go into, I need like
really?
Parking spots.
It's amazing it's not in the driving test, parallel parking.
I just am preempting how bad I'm going to be at driving. I have no spatial awareness. So it's actually safer for everyone if I remain off the roads and on a bus or walking. But yeah, no, I don't know how people do it. Do you know what? I respect Sheila for being honest about it.
Well, I'd say that. That's the one good thing I can say about her parking habits is at least she's honest about them.
I hope she's brazen as well. Like, I hope like she's not trying to fit into one space that she just claims the two.
Oh, like, no, diagonal. Like 45 degree brilliant. Diagonal. Angle,
she's dead
across.
Right.
Yeah.
She's dead right.
Yeah. Oh, God, I don't know about that. Anyway, 087 1400 106 if you want to get in touch about Sheila's parking or anything else that we are talking about. Listen, let's talk about a much more serious topic for a moment, these protests in Newtown Man Kennedy and the arrest made. So a number of individuals charged, obviously, in the last little while, which kind of precludes certain commentary in and around what happened. But certainly there is a sense there of kind of a ramping up of things, even in terms of the Garda response last night.
Oh, completely. Well, there have been protests outside this site in Newtown and Kennedy for the last 6 weeks. And by and large, they've been really peaceful. But whatever, the sight of workers coming in to work on the site and Gardaí being there to facilitate that just kind of changed something slightly. I suppose maybe it just became more real. And as you said, like everything just kind of got a lot more heightened and there was just this really violent tension between protesters and Gardaí that led to some really awful scenes, like kind of not too dissimilar to those seen now on a much lower scale, but the Dublin riots. So in the second time in 6 months, there have been, you know, damage to what is state property, Garda cars, you know, things being thrown at police. I think this time that Gardaí did act with a bit more of a heavy hand than they did in the face of the Dublin riots. I suppose there's been so much discourse about how they handled that and criticism of it. You know, there were protesters put out a statement once everything had kind of wound down in the earliest hours of this morning saying that there was pepper spray, you know, that they were under attack just as much as Gardaí were. But yeah, it's just really, really another really grim incident. And, you know, I can understand from a human rights perspective, some protesters being there and saying, we don't feel comfortable with what will be 160 people sleeping in tents in our community. That is no way for someone to live. And we're not going to condone this policy. from the government. But, you know, then, of course, there's always people who come from the opposite end of the spectrum and who are just angry and want to express that anger. And that's where scenes like this play out. But yeah, like it's also, I suppose, Drew Harris, in the aftermath, the Garda commissioner, has come out and he has kind of said, like, this is completely unacceptable and it just won't be tolerated anymore. But in terms of the kind of political response, it's been very much the same, saying, oh, isn't it awful? Isn't it unacceptable? But really, you know, you're kind of thinking, what's changed? You know, Drew Harris can do all he wants, but really, like, if there's not something from the top down, you know, whether that be from the Taoiseach's office to the Justice portfolio, it's just a really, really miserable thought. And Conor Gallagher was on some radio station today, I can't remember what he was saying, but he was kind of saying, like, if you actually look at it, the weather, I know we're all talking about the weather and we're obsessed with the weather, but the weather plays a role in it as well. If it's a dry, grand evening.
Absolutely. Anyone involved in law enforcement will tell you that revolutions do not happen in the rain.
They don't.
They do not happen in the rain.
Yeah, so we're coming into what will be expected to be a nice weekend. There's a bank holiday weekend next weekend, so it's just really miserable and very grim for the community, the people who are meant to be moving into those tents. So disturbing.
When you look at some of the commentary, and I know we shouldn't get sucked in too much to commentary online or thinking that's a reflection of society, Megan, but I mean, there's a sense of kind of the guards being damned if they do and damned if they don't as well. I mean, stand back and do nothing and people to be given out about you, kind of make arrests and do something about it and intervene. And again, people criticising them.
We actually had this conversation before we came into the studio. It's, you know, the guards get so much criticism for not carrying out the law or not, you know, being kind of lawful enough and not being strong enough and not being seen enough. And then when they do something, it's like, well, they shouldn't be doing that. They were too forceful. They're too this, they're too that. And I just think it's really sad and it's really awful to see what's going on. I was on the road yesterday and went from Dublin to Limerick and then Limerick back to Galway last night. So I wasn't really on my phone much. And then I clicked on to X last night before I went to bed, just to see what did I miss.
Yeah.
And then I could see all this footage. And my first thought was, is this something from Gaza? And then I looked again and I was like, that looks like an Garda Síochána uniform there. And then I was like, oh, maybe it's the Dublin riots that are back in. And then I looked at what was trending and then I clicked on the hashtag. And then suddenly I was like, oh, wait a second, this is real, like real time happening right now. And there was just so much anger towards the guards and the government. And as you mentioned there, Sarah, like there's just there. It's like it just feels like people aren't maybe taking a step back, taking a deep breath and going, OK, what's the right thing to do here instead of just damage and arson?
I think some of the people who are stirring this up know exactly what they're doing. They don't need to take a step back and have a think about it. I think they know exactly what they're doing. And this kind of rhetoric you see, you know, that the Gardaí have kind of crossed some sort of Rubicon and they've kind of suddenly, like, the state's forces have been turned on the citizenry. I mean, I think they are playing a game and they know exactly what they're doing. There are people who demand that we enforce the laws around asylum and immigration and are yet up in arms when public order laws or property rights are enforced.
No, completely. And even if you look at the language that has come from certain cohorts on the back of this. Now, this is, like, I think it is really important to stress that everyone has the right to voice their, like, have their voice heard in a democracy. And there are peaceful ways to do that. And that peaceful right has been exercised over the last 6 weeks in this very community. But, you know, some of the language come out, some people comparing the actions of an Garda Síochána to one in a police state. They're saying that the people of Newtown had been bullied and, you know, that this immigration policy was being forced upon them. Whereas, you know, like, I don't know. I just think it's, like, absolutely insane. And really, as you kind of said, if you take a step back, a massive waste of time because people are still going to be giving out, like, about this regardless. But, you know, there's going to be more Gardaí deployed to this area over the weekend where, you know, they could be in areas like watching the roads, you know, making sure that in the fine weather that, like, people aren't, you know, acting the maggot and getting behind the wheel when they've had a couple of drinks. They could be doing all sorts of other things. But now they're going to have to be coming down, you know, monitoring, making sure that the workers who have been hired to work at this site and are given a job to do can do that safely without having things thrown at them. It's insane. It's so counterproductive and so, like, I don't know. It's just absolutely foolish. But I suppose what, like, it's just such an emotive issue that, like, you can't, people aren't going to hear it if they don't want to.
No. And listen, as you say, oh, unfortunately, it is something we're going to have to continue talking about on this show. And in much better news, we've actually crossed that €70,000 Rubicon already. That's a Rubicon that matters. €74,104.70. We could definitely get past 80, closer to 90,000 within an hour. I think we could. So, Make-A-Wish, that's what we're talking about. Make-A-Wish.ie/ donate. And if you just listen back to any number of items or interviews across the station in the last week, you'll know exactly why this is so important. So makeawish.ie/donate. We're on 74 grand. We've crossed 74 grand. Let's get to 80, right? We will just, a realistic target. We'll go for 80, but you know, we're going to get through 100 by the end of the show. That is the hope anyway. Listen, elsewhere, something else we'll talk about later in the show as well is Electric Picnic. Are you excited by the lineup? Kylie?
So excited.
I am buzzing, but I am also, I don't have a ticket, but I was waiting to see what the lineup would bring. But you know what? I'm actually kind of fuming with people because I'm like the...
Why are people giving out?
Oh my God, people just will not be pleased. Like, people will not be pleased. And I am like, the owner, like the people who run Electric Picnic, I think it's MCD, they are not public property. Like, they are not serving like a public service.
So what are people giving out about? What do they want?
Oh my God, will not be pleased. Like, you know, they just...
Who do they want?
I don't know, Kylie.
They want a Danny Minogue. They want a Jason Donovan.
I know. If she brings out Jason Donovan, I will cry. But I don't know. I think this is, as far as EP lineups go, I think this is the best one in possibly about 3 or 4 years. There really is something for everyone.
Noah Kahan on Friday. That's the stick season guy.
Friday is like, I think, the sing-along. And Jerry Cinnamon.
Oh, yes.
But Calvin Harris, are you joking? That is going to be
such a great gig, isn't it? He is
incredible live. I saw him actually in Ibiza, and it's just, you don't realise how much songs of Calvin Harris that you know until you're there. That's going to be the... So much fun.
Completely. There's loads. Sophie Ellis Bextor, bit of a woman of the year. Like, she is absolutely class. You know, Codeline, they are getting the Irish representation in there. Ray, a really great artist who has come out in the last year. But some people just won't be pleased. Like, it's like people just have been waiting for this. There's all this kind of mounting speculation as to kind of like...
Faithless are playing as well. Did Maxi Jazz, they still obviously go after he died. I saw them at Witness, not Oxygen.
Oh, wow.
Witness. Unbelievable. One of the best shows I was ever at.
I have never heard of Faithless or Witness. I'm sorry.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, I wasn't at Witness, I was at Oxygen, but I do know what Witness, Witness was the pre-Oxygen, so I do remember that.
I cannot, you can't, you've just up-aged me. Terrible, Sarah. I'm not sure that's forgivable.
Peggy
anyway.
Goo is playing as well.
Peggy Goo.
So there's something, I really think there's something for everyone
but
at Electric Picnic.
If there isn't, there is a really exciting Irish music sphere, bubbling at the minute. And you know, if you don't like EP, go to Beyond the Pale, go to Another Love Story, go to All Together Now. You know, like, the MCD do not like owe the country anything to satisfy like 4 million people's music tastes. Leave them off. Like, if you don't want to go, just don't go. I'm sick of the giving out about it.
Sarah and I will take the tickets if you want to sell them.
You don't have a ticket either, Megan.
No, because I thought my festival days were over, but I kind of thought, I've been to quite a few festivals over the years, and I thought, you know what, I've done kind of a good few of them now. I think I'm ready to maybe do something else. And then the lineup came out today and I said, hold on, I'm not finished yet. I need to be there. But I probably won't do the tent camping thing. The last time I went to EP, I was in a caravan, and I have to say,
gorge.
Don't think I could ever go in a tent ever again. It was such a treat. I was spoilt.
Yeah. I'm not sure about the tent. We left the tent the last time I did it, and it was at Witness. It was at that Witness, and the tent is still somewhere in the field in Kildare. Never again. Anyway, something that we'll talk about, that we're going to be speaking to an absolute Kylie fanatic shortly after 5:30. I still can't believe you didn't know who Faithless are. You don't know
I'm
what
I'm so sorry. It's embarrassing for me, I think.
So the traditional Catholic wedding is on the decline, according to CSO stats. So this is not necessarily new. It has been on, but it continues to kind of trend ever downwards.
But it's actually quite shocking. Like, the 1990s, I suppose I've never given it that much thought, but in the 1990s, Catholic weddings accounted for 90% of weddings in this country. You know, like, that's only like, what, 2 decades ago? Like, that's really not that long ago. And now it's down from 40% to 35%, I think. So it's still the majority of weddings in the country. But now other types are on the rise, like humanist ceremonies or whatever you're having yourself. But to be honest, it makes a lot of sense, because if you think of it from a convenience point of view, you know, it's one less thing for you to have to worry about if you can have it all in the one space.
Oh, like, yeah, get the priest to do it.
Get the priest to do it all. That's true.
No, I'm telling you, there's something to be said for that as well. You know, pick the hymns, Father, off you go.
That's true. That is true. But I suppose, like, if you can get married in a hotel and then walk 5 steps to have your reception, as opposed to like trying to ferry people around wherever, like, would you not just do that?
Megan, did you see this in your peer group now? Fewer and fewer.
No, do you know what? I'm old school. I'd be a church kind of girl. That's my plan would be. I wouldn't really want a different
a wedding in a church.
I want the church. I want the
Is it because the religious aspect is important to you, or because it's what you kind of imagined?
Yeah, but it's actually a bit of both. And then I think I've always been like I've always been friends with the parish priest growing up, and I would always think that like he'd marry me.
Yeah,
and I just love the whole
priests are not allowed to do that yet. I'm sure he's a very handsome man.
I hope he'd officiate the wedding. But no, I would love the whole church thing. And I have been to weddings where they've had the ceremony in the hotel. And I found afterwards, I was just walking around to lapse the hotel to kill time until the meeting. Like the idea of getting in the car or maybe going across to the local tavern that's near the church and then getting a lift down to the hotel. I love the whole rigmarole of an Irish wedding. And I just think that I'd feel like that I wasn't having a... For me personally, this is, and I don't mind what people do, but for myself, I feel like I'd have to have the whole church thing. Also, I think if I didn't, my family would be like, you're doing a what?
Yeah.
It actually is really interesting, though. I was reading something a while ago, and it's really dependent on the country, like on like where you are in the country, and I suppose where you grew up, because...
Godless Dublin people.
Godless Dublin people, such as myself. No, it actually is, though. I think it was like...
God cancelling dubs.
Okay, Kieran, less of that. But like, it was something like 25 to 30% of people from Dublin got married in a Roman Catholic church. But in Cork, it was something like 50%. So it really depends on your upbringing. You know, like I suppose I've never had a parish priest that I envisioned marrying nor officiating my wedding. So, you know, it doesn't feel that weird to me to think of getting married in like what I am hoping will be a swanky hotel. But I understand that like if your family have a different tradition and like you've experienced something different and you want that for yourself, that's like completely fair.
Sarah McGuinness, assistant news editor at the Business Post, Megan Scully, broadcaster. Thank you both very much. Phil You're says, welcome. Compared to the noughties, Electric Picnic is garbage. It's too mainstream. Go to Forever Young. It's as muddy as Glastonbury, says Brian in Dublin. And Enda in Sligo says, I'm 37. And Jesus Christ, how can somebody not have heard of Witness? Next, they'll be telling me they've never even heard of the Fela. Enda, not only that, she'd never even heard of Faithless.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4. On News Talk.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's stamps.com, code PROGRAM.